fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 9th day of August, year of our Lord, 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say that we do that, and we're allowed to do that, and it's still legal in all 50 states, and even in Washington, D.C., believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to prepare for winter now. It will be winter in just a few months, pretty quick if you live in Minnesota, North Dakota, a few months after that in the rest of the country. And it looks like we do have patient Lorraine the Green, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, which is a commendable achievement, by the way. One of the most advanced preppers I've ever met, and I've known quite a few, including myself, and I consider Leon more advanced in prepping than John Moore, by the way. And we'll be talking about the events today, and of course how incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life can help you achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Really good. I just, as my music was playing, I was wrapping up listening to a 7-minute telephone conversation. My engineer, Julie, overheard it through the speaker system. A gentleman in Australia, is against his wishes, the mother of this of his 7-year-old son took this child to a pharmacy where he got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Within a couple of days, the 7-year-old boy's life has been destroyed. He has been diagnosed with myocarditis. The odds of him living 5 years or more are probably almost non-existent. And well, this recording is at Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com. It's on the right side of his homepage there. And it says there's a image of a woman giving a child a vaccination. This is just a generic photograph. And it says below that, father calls pharmacist who jabbed his son, now hospitalized with myocarditis. The father has what it sounds to me like an American accent, not an Australian accent. And that's a side issue. But I'll tell you, Leon, the emotion in this man's voice and his dialogue with this pharmacist is very powerful. It certainly demonstrates, to me anyway, what's happening literally millions of times all over the world right now. Leon, I don't have exact numbers in front of me, but I believe you're a Navy guy. You may know a better number. December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor was attacked. I believe, wasn't it about 3,000 servicemen we lost that day, give or take?
And civilians, yes.
Yeah. And then 9/11/01, September 11, 2001, I think it was between 3,000 and 4,000 men and women who lost their lives that day with those attacks in the Pentagon. The Twin Towers, and of course that airplane that was shot down by the Air Force. It didn't crash on its own. Leon, we're losing 3,000 Americans a day, every day of the week, 365 days a year right now, due directly to the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. I mean, how can you even characterize this? I have a fairly good vocabulary, but this crime against humanity is unprecedented. There's never been a crime of this magnitude in recorded history, Leon. There simply has not been. And it's not getting any mainstream attention at all. At least whatever attention there is very much a cover story. What's that? What do they call it now? Sudden adult death syndrome, something like that. Is that what they call it? You know, men who are first round draft picks to be professional football players and professional basketball players dying in their sleep. Or dying on the playing field or on the ball court, just dropping over dead. The level of physical fitness at that level of men who typically are going to be 22, 23, 24 years old. These guys are some of the most fit human beings on the planet, and they're just dropping over dead, Leon. I use that as an example as to how extreme and how poisonous these clot shots are. Now, Leon, I refer to you and myself and most of our listeners as the pure blood remnant. That's what we are. We are the pure blood remnant. And there's a point to this discussion, this opening part of our conversation this morning, Leon. Here's the point. Now, pretty much every adult in the United States who wants a COVID-19 vaccination clot shot has gotten one, and probably at this point two or three boosters. They're done. They're done. They're finished. That can't be changed. Here's the good news. The good news is authorization for three-year-olds and older has only recently happened in the last few weeks. Leon, if this morning, on the 9th day of August, 2022, if we can convince one parent or one grandparent to not get a child vaccinated, we may save a life, Leon. So, let's continue to make that an ongoing goal in the midst of all these other important discussions, such as what took place yesterday, which you and I will be talking about in a moment, at President Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida, was unprecedented in this country, unacceptable, should not have happened. The powers that be are deathly afraid that President Trump will once again run for and be elected president. They're deathly afraid of it. What took place in Florida yesterday at President Trump's home was authorized by the Attorney General of the United States and the Director of the FBI. Direct involvement. They were probably watching the live video feed in their offices when this was taking place. Totally unacceptable. President Trump's analysis is the correct analysis. This is the kind of thing that takes place in third world countries. I'd expect this to take place in Venezuela, Panama, Ecuador, some place like that, some miserable third world country with mostly dirt roads and no telephones in much of the country. Maybe Zimbabwe. I could see this happening in Zimbabwe or Ecuador, couldn't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And I think about the, back to the, yes, I agree with you. Before we go on, I have not listened to audio from Mike Adams, but I can't imagine the poignant emotions his father has. And also,
the responses of the pharmacist, a female pharmacist. Yeah. She admitted, now this is going to be evidence in court in Australia, because he openly told her that the phone call is being recorded, which she, since she continued talking, it was obviously with her permission. She admitted in this telephone conversation, she knew the adverse effects, and she admitted that she did not warn the parents of the possibility of the child being adversely affected, because she did not want the parents to be fearful of giving the child a vaccine for something that the child has more chance of dying from a lightning strike than they do from COVID-19, assuming they're not suffering from leukemia or type 1 diabetes or they're obese or something of that nature that puts them at risk. She admitted that on the telephone. That will be listened to by a jury, hopefully by many juries. Multiply this father's anguish times hundreds of thousands, many hundreds of thousands, Leon. That's where we are right now. And I know you, I hope you take 7 minutes. It's less than 8 minutes, this entire telephone conversation, ladies and gentlemen, at Mike Adams' website, Natural News. His boy, his 7-year-old boy, is in the hospital right now. The odds of him living another 5 years are almost non-existent. The most precious thing in this man's life. All he can do now is love this child, care for this child, be with this boy until he dies. A boy that would have had a healthy, normal life and go on to be a productive citizen and a father and a husband. That's all gone. It's finished.
You talked about the depravity of the powers that be that are doing this. And these are the same ones that are behind all of the evil worldwide, whether it is the child trafficking, sex trafficking, we just go down the list. And so we already know who our enemy is, and he's just showing his cards, and we already know what. Now, I was just reading the book of Revelation and how, we know, how it ends and who wins. And many times I've stated, when Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future.
Well, I have a warning for all of you healthcare professionals listening to the show, or people who know healthcare professionals worldwide. The defense of the German concentration camp guards was the following defense. I was following orders. They were convicted anyway. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're a phlebotomist, if you sit at the front desk of the hospital or the clinic and never even touch a vaccine, there were, if you worked at a Nazi concentration camp and your job was to do carpenter work, if your job was to overseeing ordering food for the concentration camp, if your job at the concentration camp was repairing the trucks, you were still found guilty of just being there. The defense, I was only following orders, ladies and gentlemen, that defense has already been defeated 75 years ago at the Nuremberg trials. If you're a nurse, a doctor, an LPN, a phlebotomist, the secretary at the front desk, I was only following orders when it came to killing people with these COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. We already know that defense doesn't work, don't we, Leon?
That's correct. We brought this up, 2 years ago about how this is violating, informed consent and experimentation on humans. And I don't know, this is where the media is completely controlled, because even though we bring it up, they just sweep it off and bring out another theatrical scenario and bring out something else. It's like squirrels. People who, they always wander off and look at something else. And, our attention span watching commercials is just so short. And so they've had to reduce the commercials because people can't even sit through a 30-second commercial. So I agree with you that the lies...
The people administering these clout shots, they leave out one very important word when they ask for the parents or grandparents for consent. They leave out the word informed consent.
Yeah. Correct.
These clout shots have been given now for more than a year and a half. If you're a healthcare professional, without any, doubt whatsoever that people are dying and being injured by these COVID vaccination clot shots. When a parent asks if there is a problem and the person administering the clot shot says, your child may get a sore arm, they're not informing.
Right.
They're not telling the parent the complete picture. They're holding back critical information. You can't give informed consent unless you're given information about the adverse reactions. You can't.
The package is blank on all sides.
The package insert is blank, and it says right under, intentionally left blank. There's still no public record of what's in these vaccination clot shots. A judge at a court in South America, I don't recall the country, it was either Brazil or Ecuador, one of those countries, has issued a court order, I think it was Pfizer, for Pfizer to reveal the ingredients in the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And I don't know what the status of that is or if they'll comply with it or not. Let's talk about... Let's do a segue here. We had a break coming up. And by the way, the call number is 512-248-8252. And after the break, I hope Leon will tell us about the doTERRA oil of the week. But yesterday, 30 FBI agents went to President Trump's home in Florida. A surprise raid. It's being described as a raid. They were armed. They weren't wearing coats and ties. They were wearing tactical gear. To seize documents from President Trump. And there's no precedence for this, ever, since 1776, when this country became a country. This has never happened before. It's totally unacceptable. The sheriff of that county, I don't know what county it is offhand, Leon, we may have a caller that knows. The sheriff of that county could have and should have been notified this raid was taking place, came there with his deputies, and ordered the FBI to leave. He has that power if he chose to exercise it. We have a break. We had a caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I use them every day, and it helps me to achieve my goals with my life. And you can also. The doTERRA oils are at my website. I am a doTERRA dealer. And, Liam, before we get to our callers, what is the oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It's called Lemon Balm, or also Melissa. Melissa's in the mint family, and it is full of aldehydes and ketones, and there's very few oils that have ketones. Another one is helichrysum, which we talked about in the past. And so the properties of Melissa are highly antibacterial, extremely effective for viruses, an antidepressant, antihistamine, antimicrobial, and antispasmodic. It's a hypertensive, a nervine, it's a sedative, tonic, and the uterine properties. And so historically, it was used for nervous disorders, and of all of the oils, of the ones that are available to people from doTERRA, it is one of the most expensive oils to produce and to get in the purity and effectiveness and potency that doTERRA can get. And you can make you can have melissa in your backyard growing, but it's not going to have the oil constituents that come from the locations in Bulgaria. And so the other uses are allergies, but by far, and anxiety. And so because it's so expensive, this is the one that I saw at a convention I went to 11 years ago. And there were three women who got up on stage and said, this little bottle prevented me from killing myself. So I only use it for people who are suicidal and depressed. That's how extreme it is. And so it is expensive. And then I asked one of the ladies later, I said, you know, when people say, well, isn't that expensive? And I said, well, what is the alternative?
That's right. Compared to what? Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a phenomenal oil. And I'm looking at this and it says, according to Robert Tisserin, melissa is the nearest one I can find to a rejuvenator. Not something that can make us young again, but which will help cushion the effect of our mind and the world outside our body. So with everything that we're talking about, that we've talked about for years, and we've been preparing for, you know, this is why, you know, even the emotion, because, you know, people will be committing suicide. And the suicide rate in Japan has gone through the roof during the lockdowns because they could not socialize. They couldn't be out with their friends. They couldn't see their faces. And they were in lockdown. So, you know, something as simple as an oil can help you during times of travail. And that's what the oil of the week is, melissa.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our first caller is Bill in Florida. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing, John?
Good. Bill, what's on your mind? Take your phone off speaker if you can, please, about, and get the child you're torturing out of the room, please.
Sorry, I'm here with my little fella. No, I was going to ask you about the Constitution and the Second Amendment, the right.
Can you take your phone off speaker, sir? Can you take your phone off speaker?
Oh, sorry,
it sounds terrible.
Okay, phone's off speaker. Can you hear me better?
Much better, much better. Now, what's your question, sir?
Okay, my question is on the Second Amendment. Everybody talks about the right to bear arms. Do you know the first half of that amendment?
Well, I know who the militia is. Do you, sir?
No, we have no militia here in Florida.
Well, I'm about to educate. Sir, stop. You need to look up the federal statute. There's two militias, a federal militia and a state militia. Your state militia your state militia, this is current law in Florida right now, sir, on the 9th day of August. The militia in Florida is all able-bodied men and women under age 60, between 18 and 60 years old. That's the Florida state militia, current law right now. The federal militia
That's
is all
law,
able-bodied. Hold on.
Have
the
you
federal
taken an inventory on any of the equipment the militia has?
What about inventory? I missed that.
I said, do you know of any inventory that's waiting for us if our federal government turns on us?
Well, what I'm aware of is the stocks of weapons that the National Guard owns, which is mostly wore out
that's
and used
federal.
Up. The National
federal.
Guard is state.
See what I'm saying?
National
You've
Guard
said
is
nothing.
State. The governors are in charge Correct. Of the National Guard.
Correct. Not one governor in this country as an able-bodied, ready militia.
Well, I have to disagree, because a militia of all 50 states is all men and women between 18 and 60 years old, many of whom are able-bodied, and subject to being called out by their governors if the governor needs to.
Yeah, what are they going to put us in, little Volkswagen cars with our deer rifles?
Well, I know out where I am, the militia has pickup trucks and tractors and motorcycles and ATVs. You want to hold on?
To have tanks and airplanes.
Roger that. It would be. Anything else, Bill?
No, that's it. You can see
okay.
my point, though, can't you, John?
I see the point. Thanks for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, things that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, really. Talk a lot about COVID. There's over 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors on COVID-19, the COVID clot shot, at thelibertyman.com. Interesting products, exclusive content you find nowhere else. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, who may be with us this morning. I don't know. He's a busy guy, the nuclear scientist. Updated weekly latest intelligence briefing done by my friend, the former counterintelligence agent, published nowhere else on the internet. Products you'll find nowhere else, such as the energy cleaner and, of course, the Liberator rocket heater. Winter will be here before you know it. We expect our yearly surge of orders to begin soon, and we ship the first ones out in order that the orders come in. So if you want to be warm and cozy and save money, check out the Liberator rocket heater. Everything is for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Before we get to our next caller, now if you want to get started with doTERRA oils and use them daily like I do, here's the Here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the doTERRA section and go do a little shopping and find the biggest kit. That's K-I-T, Kilo India Tango, the biggest kit you can afford without going into debt. And go ahead and buy that. And get yourself two copies of the same book, the 5th edition and the 13th edition of the book with the following title, two words, Modern Essentials. Why two different editions? Here's why. The Center for Disease Creation does not allow us to say what needs to be said in the 13th edition that we did say in the 5th edition. That's why I need two different editions. Last but not least, my friend Leon Green, he will graciously offer to give you a private consultation at no charge on which oils will help you get started the quickest. In addition, he will also help you get started with a home-run business selling these oils if you choose to. And Leon, what is that phone number for people to call you?
Yes, sir. It's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
Roger that.
Please leave a name and a number twice, just like you have on your voicemail, because I've had lots of people call, and like, well, he didn't call back. Well, I don't just call baiting. I have 15 numbers, and I'm not going to call all of them back. Just saying, did somebody call here? It sounds like a complete imbecile. So if it's important, please leave a message.
Right. And do like I, my recording is not working at the moment, but leave your name and number twice slowly. People like to give these numbers out way too fast, and they slur their words. Our next caller here, Leon, is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Hey, listen, I'm calling in on the what you were talking about with the Mike Adams interview. I heard that one myself, and it was quite very sad. And I think, personally, these doctors, we need to hold them all accountable. That's the way we're going to stop this thing. If we start going after them,
I agree with you. Not just the doctors, the nurses, the LPNs, the people who do the paperwork in the back office that never see a patient, the parking lot attendant, the guy who waters the grass, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know about the parking lot, but I go after the nurses. Anybody that has information and doesn't warn about these shots. And you know, whether they're misguided or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're complicit in murder.
That's right.
I got another report I want to add to this. Okay, just about 2 hours ago, there's a report. It's coming out from a guy named Andrew Wakefield. I don't know if you know who he is, but he became famous about 22 years ago, according to this report, for exposing things in the pharmaceutical industry, and but anyway, he's saying that Big Pharma is mixing COVID antigens and COVID-19 stuff in with MMR, chickenpox, and other childhood shots. Now, so it looks like that the parents really shouldn't even allow their children to be vaccinated with anything because it's going to have stuff in it that's going to cause reactions to COVID or whatever, and possibly, you know, even this other technology that they add in there, you know. But he's saying that all these shots, the MMR, chickenpox, and other childhood shots are all being mixed and laced with this COVID antigens.
Well, I've heard the name Wakefield before. That's a very serious, absolutely serious thing that the man's saying, and I would like to see some evidence of that. Getting evidence is going to be difficult, but if there is evidence, that would be a game changer, to say the least.
I can send you a link to the video if you want that. Talking in an interview.
If the video has evidence, I'd be glad to look at it. Otherwise, I don't have time.
No. Also, I wanted to say, I don't know if you're aware of it, but Amnesty International came out with a report on the 4th of this month, documenting war crimes over in the Ukraine, that the Ukrainians have been bombing and they're using civilians as cover and all these kind of things, and launching attacks from civilian areas and setting up shop in schools and hospitals, orphanages, And so anyway, this came out on the 4th, this report from Amnesty International about Ukrainian violations. And on, I think on the same day, the guy who was head of the Amnesty International over in the Ukraine, who was head of it, stepped down. And he stepped down and as because he's saying they're not telling the truth or whatever, but he's also apparently he's fled the country, so I don't know what's going on there, but I do know that evidently he's been releasing bad reports. Amnesty International said they've been getting reports of atrocities being committed by the Ukrainians and that they weren't being reported, and so they did a private investigation around this guy who was the head over there in Ukraine. And they found, and then they just came out with this report and they found that it was true. They looked at 26 cities and areas in the Donbass area where they found this to be true. But here's the thing that I want to tie into this. This came out on the 24th. On the 25th, I mean, not 24th, the 5th, it came out on the 4th, on the 5th of August. That's when you probably heard about this, the Ukraine's shelling and attacking this nuclear power plant over there in Russia.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yep, I have.
Well, that started on the 5th. It sounds like, and they recently had some serious damage to one of those areas. The Russians have been, that killed the power to, I don't know what this means, but killed the power to units 4, 5, and 6, which caused, serious threat to those areas. And the Russians had to go in, and they've restored the power to those units by 50%. But evidently, and included with this, they're also, the Ukrainians are also dropping these butterfly bombs all over the place over there now, which are these little tiny things that can blow up a child's leg, blow clean off, you know, and they're dropping them all over the place. So the Ukrainians are committing war crimes. Evidently, they got mad because this Amnesty International report came out, and that's when they started shelling this nuclear power plant over there. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I've been saying over a year now that the Ukrainians have been, committing war crimes over there, and no one wants to believe it. But now Amnesty International can back me up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Well, there's no clean hands when it comes to this war in Ukraine. There's no good guys except the innocent civilians who get caught up in it. I do open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, these events move forward. It's looking more and more like President Trump will run in 2020 for the 2024 election, which is just over, that election is just over 2 years away. I was just thinking this morning, President Trump's complicity and this COVID-19 disaster. I seems like I heard one report that he felt like, even as president, he could not oppose Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, has a higher salary than the president of the United States. Did you know that? Anthony Fauci's government salary is higher than the president of the United States. Did you know that, Leon?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's twice as much as $100,000, and been in the sector for 48 plus years. So yes, he's the highest paid. It blows me away.
And it seems like I read somewhere that President Trump expressing his concern privately that he could not fire up Fauci or oppose Fauci. That's a very serious statement for a president to make. We think of the president of the United States as being the top guy in the executive branch, but the nuances of that are probably lost on most of us, aren't they, sir?
Correct, and it's almost like a professor and tenureship. They're there forever, and so I can't believe that the top office in the nation cannot fire anybody. So it's like, it's almost like the Federal Reserve too. You know, they don't work for the government. They're a quasi-governmental agency, and you know, they're about as federal as Federal Express. And so it has the same, you know, smatterings of, hey, we do whatever we want. We don't care who you are. So I agree with you in that regard.
That's right. That's right. Well, Leon, we have a voice here, you and I, on Wednesday mornings, you join me as a broadcast journalist. And then we have our monthly meetup there in Rolla, Missouri. We had a training session last Thursday concerning water. Tell us about the training session, if you would, please.
Yes, it was based on the 2008 U.S. Senate Commission, EMP Commission, and how many people would die after an EMP in America. And it was, and most people don't know, there was 90% of Americans would die. And one of the people, attendees, said, if you read further into the 400-page document, it said the subsequent year, another 90% of the original survivors would die. And I have not been able to read the whole 400 pages in the last 4 days, but what it describes is, and the reason why they would die is poor sanitation and no food production. And so, you know, we talked about the importance of having clean, pure water, but also the sanitation aspect was brought up toward the end. And, you know, and I asked, how many of you are actually producing food that you can eat at home? And only 3 people out of 20-some people actually raised their hand. So even though some people claim to be preppers, they don't have any way to make food, whether it's Mike Adams' technique or doing it in a small garden. I said, and not just herbs and things like that, actual food that can sustain you. And I was kind of taken aback that, you know, these people come, but they aren't actually producing it. They may have lots of guns and lots of other stuff. And then I think about training that they may or may not have done, and I've asked them. And so, you know, it blows me away that even locals right now know how bad it's getting, and they've seen the gas and the toilet paper and the breastfeeding powder run out of stock, and now we're starting new engine oil, and they're still procrastinating. It's like, it's almost like the paradox, or almost like schizophrenic. It's like, yeah, we know it's going to happen, but we're not going to do anything about it. And it just blows me away. So I'm glad they come. I don't want it to be a social event. I want them to actually benefit and actually apply the knowledge and the wisdom. And I give them sources where they can actually acquire the stuff directly. And I go from the cheapest and all the way up to the most advanced. My goal is for them to take action. But like you said before, you know, they can listen and they can take action. It's up to them.
They listen and they can take action. Well, the training you're doing on these first Thursday meetups has more than doubled the attendance at these events. We're pulling people in. We have Greg from Oklahoma, who's now driving up from Oklahoma the first Thursday every month. And he has another reason for coming up that I won't get into. But our attendance has dramatically increased since you began this training, Leon. I want to publicly thank you for doing that. And it's a lot of fun getting together once a month, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, I enjoy meeting everyone. And when you were talking to the gentleman from Florida about, you know, the militia, you know, it's a unorganized militia, but yes, you know, but it's a matter of having the skills to be able to survive yourself, because we're not all neighbors. And because of that, you know, people will say, well, I'll just come to your place. Well, you know, if they've known about this for 10 plus years, if you've been doing this for 20 years, you know, the importance of having your own community nearby you that you can actually have a buffer zone of protection. Whereas, you know, you won't be able to handle everybody coming from St. Louis and Kansas City by yourself. So we're talking about the refugees and the walking zombies with no food and water. And there's a great video I saw online. It's called The Prepared Mind. And it says, you're going to head to the hills. These people are thinking they're going to head to the hills where there's limited food and water with millions of people that they do not know, that are different cultural and racial backgrounds.
and who are missing the drugs that they, you know, either SSRIs and all the other drugs they're on. And so now you're going to go head to the hills and fish and hunt with people you don't know. And so that it just shows how, you know, that if we could do it in the 30s and 40s, it's totally different than what it is now. But,
well, it didn't work. It had limited, use even back then. By the time World War II began, there was not a deer left in the state of Missouri. They'd all been hunted out. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back. Liam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in Texas. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, guys. By the way, I'm a purebred remnant, member of the purebred remnant, as is my wife, and unfortunately not all my children. But anyway, I had an experience at an emergency room that I wanted to report, and that is, it was evidence to me of how sheep, how we are just sheeple for the most part. I had to go to an emergency room, spit up a little blood, people said, well, we'll check it out. It was nothing. But anyway, when I got in there, there's a paramedic, and he walks into the room. He has two swabs in a sealed container. He opens them. Okay, I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, we're going to test you for COVID. I said, no, you're not. Well, we can't force you. I said, that's all right, you can't. But he left. But the thing about it is, he came in there, he opened them up, and he just assumes that I'm like everybody else. He's going to stick these things up my nose. Well, you're not going to do that. That's kind of what I had to say. But oh, and by the way, I'm an old fart. You know, 76 years old. My wife's old. We've been going through this COVID stuff. We've had people in the house that have been tested positive. We never got sick. We never got sick because I've been on for years on a regimen of, I do the doTERRA oils, I do the energy cleaner, I do Health Master supplements, and I blame all that for staying healthy. And I'm a master gardener. And we talk about growing food. Leon just did. I was a master gardener in Texas. And my goal as a master gardener is to teach people how to grow food. That's what I do. I don't teach ornamentals. I won't do it. They've asked me to. I said, nah, I'm not interested in that. I want to teach you how to grow food using God's method rather than the Home Depot. And that's what I do. And people learn. And they're successful at growing. So I'm at the dermatologist's office the other day. And there was an older lady in there. And she said, we were talking about that. And she was interested. She said, I don't have much property at all, you know. And I said, look, you don't need a lot of property to grow some food. Now, you're probably not going to grow enough to sustain yourself. But you can certainly supplement. You can grow a lot of food in a 4x8 or 10-foot raised bed. Load it with potting soil, that's a no-brainer. And if you can't do that, grow it in a 5-gallon bucket, and which a lot of my students have, and they produce well. That's what I had to report. But I am,
okay, Paul.
And will, all right, Paul. Will remain a member of the purebred remnant. Hey, you guys have a nice day.
Okay, Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our top of the hour break coming up, we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. Jeff Nyquist will join us. Not sure about Steve O'Neill or Steve Bindon. Typically, Steve Bindon will join us for a short time. If it's raining where Steve O'Neill is, he may be able to join us because it'll prevent him from doing any outside work. And that'll be after the top of the hour break. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.